The next patient is Delphine Rodriguez. The last name is Rodriguez Legenzulu. The first name, Delphine, Delfin. This is the clinical case of an 80-year-old Hispanic male, 81-year-old Hispanic male referred by Dr. Montero because of the presence of proteinuria in the urine. Because of the presence of proteinuria, period. The patient was reassessed. In the urinalysis, we have a trace of protein, and in the quantification of the proteinuria, microalbumin, creatinine level reported to be 451, which is significantly elevated. The protein creatinine ratio is around 1 gram of protein per gram of creatinine, which is significant. The patient is receiving ACE inhibitors. He's taking Entresto for his congestive heart failure, and also the administration of Jardiance. However, he is reluctant to change his dietetic habits. He is abusing the simple sugar intake. When I took the dietetic history, he eats a considerable amount of sweets, and no matter what our approach could be, if there is not control of the blood sugar, the situation with the kidney is going to continue deteriorating. For the time being, the serum creatinine is 1.3, the BUN is 25, and the estimated EFR is up to 51 mLs per minute, but this is with hyperfiltration. It's not a real figure. Period. Number two, congestive heart failure. The need for him to stay away from salt and maintaining a fluid restriction is absolutely important. And he seems to understand that this behavior plus the administration of Jardiance and furosemide will keep him away from the congestive heart failure. Following number, peripheral vascular disease. Following number, arterial hypertension. This blood pressure today is 160 over 70. With behavioral modifications, this blood pressure is going to be under better control. Following number, memory impairment that is improved. We are going to reevaluate this case in about 4 months with laboratory workup. I spend 10 minutes with the patient, laboratory workup, in the face-to-face 20 minutes, and the documentation 5 minutes.